This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgwick each day on this extended Labor Day weekend. And our first guest this week is the daughter of the great Dean Martin. Our friend Dina Martin will be joining us later on in the hour. Movie producer Peter Gentile will be here. Got a movie that's coming out on September 11th that describes what happened in Gander, Newfoundland, when planes coming from overseas couldn't land in the United States. It's a fascinating story. Then later on in the show, Michael Starr will be joining us. He's penned a book about legendary comedian Red Fox that is absolutely unbelievable. Actress Diane Cannon will be joining us, and then Emmy award-winning journalist Claudia Lombano. And that's all coming up this week, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgwick today. After a quick pause, my first guest this first hour will be here, lovely Dina Martin. Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide for your convenience. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
Meet me on Swing Street, 52nd and Broadway, and we'll linger all night long at Roseland, where the big band wails and the brass sure can't play. Fiddly doodle doo, what we'll do is dance the night away. We can feel free, we can think sweet, hypnotized by the rhythm. All our troubles fade away at Roseland.
Oh, I love that music. I love that voice. And it's part of a latest CD by our next guest. Welcome back, Ron Sedgwick, today, live all across the USA and around the world. And joining us right now is a lady who's been on our show several times in the past. I haven't talked to her, though. I think the last time was about a year ago. And joining us right now is the lovely, the beautiful, the actress, the singer, Dina Martin. Hi, Dina. How are you?
I am so good today. I'm very excited to be on your show again. Has it really been a year?
Yeah, it really has. It really has. Oh. And, you know, and I get your Christmas cards every year, and I say I'm going to call you up in the middle of the year, and, you know, one thing leads to another. I apologize, but boy, have I missed not talking to you.
Oh, same here. Well, wait till you see the new Christmas card this year. That's going to be fun.
I was listening to my producer talk to you on the phone, and she's right. You are always up. I mean, here's a person, ladies and gentlemen, that probably travels an average of about 280 days a year performing in Las Vegas showrooms to very intimate jazz clubs, to symphony halls, and I don't know how you do it. You and your husband, I don't know how you do it and still maintain the enthusiasm that you always have when you're on the show.
First of all, I love to do it. I think I was born to get up and sing and perform for people. That's one thing. And lucky me to have Dean Martin as a dad.
Yeah.
And Uncle Frank and Uncle Sammy as, you know, teachers.
Yep.
But I'm a happy person. I wake up and I feel good. And getting back to how we do it, we eat right, exercise, and keep a positive attitude. And it's a little tough on the road, 280 days out of the year. But you know, when you love what you're doing, then it all kind of comes together.
Well, you know, I perform with a 15-piece orchestra, and we just did a couple of shows here in Central Florida. And of course, I have to do sway, and ain't it a kick in the head? You know, I mean, you just can't do a show without your dad. And I think I told you this once before. Of course, we lost Jerry Lewis.
Yes.
But I think I told you that my dad was never really my father. Was never really that fond of Jerry Lewis because he was always getting in the way of his idol, Dean Martin. You know, and my son, when he was 17 years old, we go to California. I said, you know, you can go to Universal Studios, you can go to Disney, you go to NBC in Burbank, you go to ABC, you go to here. He said, whatever you do, Dad, go do it. But I want to go visit Dean Martin's grave. And that's what he did. 17 years old.
Oh, isn't that great?
Isn't that amazing?
17 years old.
Yeah.
Well, you brought him up right. That's one thing.
Well, his license plate on his car in high school was Dino. That was his license plate. So that goes to show you what kind of fans we have in this family. But let's talk about Swing Street. You know what I love, aside from the great music, that you recorded this in Studio A at Capitol Records. How cool was that?
I have to tell you, it was unbelievable to walk down that hallway into Studio A, the same hallway, of course, that I had walked down with my mom in 1956 when my dad was recording there in Studio A, and I sat there and watched. He had the big band, of course, 42-piece orchestra, 3 backup singers, and he recorded Memories Are Made of This, his first number one hit.
Wow.
In the same place that I, you know, that I was with my mom and with dad, and I knew, of course, at that time that I wanted to record there and become a singer, of course, but you know, with Patrick Williams as the arranger and conductor, and he wrote 5 of the songs on the album. But to be there and to feel all the people who came before me, I could, you know, it was comforting, and to be able to use my dad's microphone.
Oh
my gosh!
That's a chill.
But the whole thing with all the musicians and the music, and I say, and the arrangements, and it was, everybody was happy going in. So it was pretty awesome.
Did you record it with the musicians there, or did you record it like they do today, where all the musicians come in, and then you come in 3 days later and do it to the tracks?
Oh, no, I was there. And, in fact, have you seen my Swing Street sizzle reel?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay. And so we're right there with everybody around, and we're doing, I think the one that we have on there is probably, is it Bellissima? But we would do it both ways. I would sing, they would play, and then if something went wrong, you know, I can always go back in and...
Sure. But, you know, I think what happens, and I don't know about people listening, if they even know this is, you know, the general public doesn't know how the inside business of the recording industry goes, but I think, correct me if I'm wrong, because I have recorded in 2 different ways, that when you have the whole crew there, I know it becomes an issue if the bass player doesn't play the right thing or the violin player is off his thing, but for the singer, for that purpose, it's the best environment to be in. And the way they do it today, everybody's on a different channel anyway, so they can go in and fix it. But, you know, that's the way to do that because the aura of performing is there in the studio.
That is right. And you're feeling the, you know, the enthusiasm and the, you know, excitement from the band.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you have that music, and it's like it's a live performance. Now, whether I do it right, well, and they want to hear how I'm going to sing it anyways.
Sure. Sure, absolutely.
You know, because they're going to, you know, do it the way I do it, and they're watching, so it's fantastic. But we can always, you know, make it better, go in, and I want to do that again.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's, for me, it's magical. And to be there with all the guys
oh, man.
In Studio A at Capitol Records is just amazing. And the whole album is just spectacular.
Oh, you got Hoagy Carmichael's Georgia My Mind, Billy Joel's New York State of Mind. I mean, you got to be, this is unbelievable, you know.
I mean, I know.
It's great.
It was exciting. So, and you and John, who is a great producer, my handsome husband, John.
Yep.
He's the one who put it all together. And it's just exciting to do it. And as I say, I wake up every day excited to maybe learn a new song, go someplace new and sing. And as you were saying, you know, either with a symphony orchestra or a quintet, you know, or a trio, it's fantastic. It's a great way for me to make a living.
Well, I tell you, and it's a joyful way for us to be entertained, too. Now, coming up, Washington, D.C., you have the honor of performing at the Korean War Veterans Memorial.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. A little nervous, you know, you're out there. But for me, we do everything for veterans. And I am absolutely dedicating that song, God Bless America, aside from the fact, of course, to all of the veterans. But my father-in-law is buried at Arlington.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Major Frank M. Griffith. And, in fact, we just visited him the other day. He was in World War II and the Korean War.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and then I'm going to, of course, honor and dedicate it to my brother, Captain Dean Paul Martin.
Yep, sure.
So it's what the veterans and all the servicemen and women have done through the years is absolutely unbelievable to me. And this is my way of giving back, and I'm excited about it, and it's going to be a thrilling, exciting time to be able to talk to these people. You know, some of the it's just amazing. So I'm excited.
You should be excited, and of course all veterans deserve that, but I know that your brother was a special person to not only you but your father too. That I think was a devastating blow to that poor man, and rightfully so. Dina, we're going to pause for just a second. We're coming right back. My guest is Dina Martin. Her brand new CD is out right now, Swing Street. We're going to talk about a couple of other things with legendary Dina Martin with Ron Segi today.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking the Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in of mine. I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies under the evergreen. But I know what I need, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in of mine. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, you call me up and ask me would I like to go with you and see a movie. First I say no, I've got some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say alright. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you.
More music.
You're really good at it.
Well, thank you. That's a very nice compliment. I was just going to say more music by someone that I think is very good at it, and that's Swing Street, the latest CD by our dear friend Dina Martin, who is going to be performing this weekend at the Korean War Veterans Memorial singing God Bless America.
I am going to be doing the verse, you know, first, you know. When the dark clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. So I will do the verse first and then go into God Bless America. So it's going to be fabulous. It's a tough song too, but it's just gorgeous.
You know, it's funny because Ed McMahon and I were partners and we were playing in Branson, one of your hometowns, and we were there and we always end the show where he and I would sing it and a bunch of people would sing it. And, you know, it says, from the mountains to the valleys. And he kept on saying, from the mountains to the valleys. And when he got off stage, he said, Ed, what happened? He says, I couldn't get out of those mountains, man. I was just going back to,
That's funny. To the mountains and the prairies.
That's right, the prairies.
The oceans white with foam.
Well, you got it.
Yes.
Well,
God bless America.
You know, I have been wanting to ask you this question several times over the past year. Now I got you here and I'm going to do it, okay? How's Joe Mantegna doing with this film about your dad? I know Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to be you, and Bonnie Hunt is writing the screenplay, but how's it coming along? I see him on Criminal Minds all the time, and I almost called him up the other day and said, how's this going?
Oh, I know. I love him. And just the other day, I spoke to Bonnie Hunt, and she's going to be doing it too. We've had our fourth production meeting. Of course, Joe has been so busy, and he also has another show, aside from starring in Criminal Minds and directing and writing, and he has another thing, but we're working on it. I'm not in any rush. It has to be done with respect and has to be done the right way. So all of us, all of these components, all the different people involved have been so busy working out. We haven't been able to sit down and set the date. I believe, we will in March be able to start something.
Oh, wow.
Because I think Joe, his last day of shooting is, March. And we're going to, I believe I'm going to roast him for the Dina Martin Celebrity Roast.
Oh, where's that going to be?
At the South Point Casino in Las Vegas.
Oh, that.
I had my first one a couple months ago.
Yeah.
We did an unbelievable show. I wish you had come to Vegas for my 100th Birthday for Dean Martin, the King of Cool. And I actually had the Gold Diggers came up with me, all, you know, eight of the original Gold Diggers, and we had the best time at the South Point, but it was a fabulous show.
That
we're going to continue with that.
That's Michael Gaughn's place.
Yeah,
right?
It's Michael Gaughn, yes. Yeah. And so I did Friday and Saturday night.
Oh.
Sunday we were off. Monday we did the Dina Martin Celebrity Roast. We roasted Dennis Bono over there, but we had Rich Little.
Oh, he's great.
And Robert Davi and Tony Lobianco and Clint Holmes and Frankie Shinta and others. So it was an unbelievable roast. And then we called Joe, and Joe said, I want to be roasted. That should be a lot of fun. We adore him. And then, of course, a lot of the people who want to roast him, they will come, and then we will turn around and roast them. This will be an ongoing event, the Dina Martin Celebrity Roast.
Oh, man. You're going to have that at South Point?
Yes.
Now, when is that?
And is that Joe Montana? You've got to come. And they really, the South Point does such a beautiful job. And they set up the podium. It looks just like the Dean Martin Celebrity Roast.
Oh, boy.
And it was, fantastic. Everybody was so funny. It was an amazing event. As I say, you know, Michael Gaughn loved it, and he said, we have to do it all the time, and we will.
Oh, that's sensational. And I watch these roasts all the time. My wife will go walk into my office, and she'll say, what are you watching online? I said, oh, this Foster Brooks. Look at Dean. In fact, I was watching yesterday bloopers from the Cannonball Run with your dad and Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise. I mean, that's how fanatical I am about these things. So that's great. I got to go to one. I really and truly do. Well, you know, Dina, I know you are on a horrendously busy schedule, and you have no idea how much I appreciate you joining us again. I only wish that it is less time between our visits, because it's so enjoyable chatting with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we will, and I'll give you a call, because we are working on the Dean Martin documentary.
Great.
And we have already interviewed Angie Dickinson, Bob Newhart, Tommy Toon, George Slaughter, Regis Philbin, and so that will be coming out hopefully at the end of as soon as we can get it out.
Well,
but it's people are dying to be interviewed, and it's going to be fantastic. So I'm very excited about that. So I will give you a call, and we'll promote that.
If you need a radio talk show host to give a positive side, I mean, I even have a Stutz Blackhawk like your father used to have. That's how fanatic.
You do.
I do.
Well,
I really.
Well, I'm going to talk to our team. I have my, my director and producer and everything. The production company is called Creative Chaos.
Oh, great.
And they do fantastic documentaries. They have one. If you have a chance to check out Casting Call.
Okay.
And it's, so they're brilliant, brilliant people. So they are, they're out there. They're all over the place and interviewing people. So it's going to be very, very wonderful. And I will talk to them about you.
Well, I got
to
tell you, Schlatter knows me very well, so he can give me a, hopefully he will. I have a picture in the studio right now, I'm looking at it, of your father in front of your place in Beverly Hills with his Stutz and mine picture right next to that picture with me and my Stutz. So that's how.
You've got to send that to me.
I will
send
do that.
That to me,
we'll
okay?
do that. Well, Dina, thank you so much. We love the album. It's called Swing Street, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and get it. And Dina, we'll be in contact, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
all
dear.
Right. Tell, big hugs and kisses.
And tell John I said hello, okay?
I will do that. Okay.
Love you, dear. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Love you. Bye bye.
Dina Martin, boy, I tell you, she is terrific. A lovely lady. Just a ball of joy. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia. As sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tourists are getting out of the Bahamas ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Ed Fields from Atlantis Paradise Island Resort says while he does not expect to be directly hit by the hurricane, he is concerned for the other islands and says visitors from other islands need to be cleared out.
Government of the Bahamas has put an evacuation orders for people in the northern part of Abaco and parts of Grand Bahama.
At least two people are dead in a random shooting in West Texas. The murders took place in the Midland-Odessa, Texas area just off Interstate 20 and Highway 191. CBS 7 in Odessa is reporting that three law enforcement officers were shot by the suspect. The shooter is also dead. David Turner, mayor of Odessa, Texas, says...
There's still, I'm sure, a lot of citizens who are very concerned still in their house. And I would encourage all the citizens to stay in place until law enforcement gives the okay.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Well, across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Boy, I got to tell you something. When I saw this come across my desk, I said, we have to get this gentleman on. This is a fascinating story that I never knew anything about. In fact, I'm even embarrassed to tell you that I've been in this business for eons and didn't know that this show was on Broadway and still is. It's called Come From Away, which is a musical, and our next guest is a filmmaker who is bringing it to the big screen for one night only, a special one night only in 800 theaters nationwide on September 11th, and that's when it's going to debut in America. By the way, it's the largest theatrical opening of Canadian films in the United States history, and it is called Come Far Away. Joining us right now is our fellow Bison, Peter Gentile. Hi, Peter. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. Happy to be on it. One thing just to sort of clarify, there is a Broadway musical called Come From Away, and it's based on the story of 9/11 in Gander, Newfoundland. And then there is a documentary that I did called You Are Here, A Come From Away Story,
right,
which is basically the true story of what the musical is actually based on. And we're September 11th across screens in the U.S., and Come From Away is on Broadway and touring across America as well.
Okay, so the documentary is You Are Here, A Come From Away Story. Before we get into this, which is just, to me, unbelievable, why are these formats of one night only so prevalent these days? I mean, this is something that if it was in there for 4 months would just draw people like crazy, and I'm sure that's the intent at some point.
Well, the thing is that, you know, the theatrical model has kind of changed over time, and, you know, you've got these big blockbuster movies, and there are certain films that don't fit into those kind of formats. With Fathom Events, the company that I'm working with and distributing the film in the States, they have a different type of model where basically it's event-driven. They do live from the Met on the weekends and things like that, and the fact is that when, you know, a movie's in a theater, you know, you might sort of think, I'll go see it next week or the week after. When it's a sort of a limited, like a perishable good, basically you have only that particular date to go see it. And because our film is so related to September 11th, and that's basically the reason the film was made, it's apropos that it's on that particular date. And hopefully there's sort of a great turnout, and it continues to play, and they'll book sort of more dates. But it kind of gets, you know, people's lives are very, very busy nowadays, and so you almost need to program it for people, mm-hmm, in their minds, and sort of that's very helpful and been very successful for doing it this way.
It's a call to action, there's no doubt about it, when you have it for one night. Now, here's what the story's about, ladies and gentlemen. On September 11th, 2001, of course, a day, as President Roosevelt said back in 1941, that also lives in infamy, you have all of these planes that have been grounded in the United States, so many, in fact, that they have to go to another country to really accommodate some of the planes that were coming in from overseas. So there's this very small airport in Gander, Newfoundland. The whole town is only 9,000 people. And with no time to prepare, they bring in 38 planes with over 6,500 frightened passengers and land them in Gander, Newfoundland. Now, when you first hear that, your first thought, and mine was, how do you make a musical out of that? But you know, I mean, you know, you don't come out singing, you know what I'm saying? But apparently they did, and it was very successful, I might add. But tell us about the movie, You Are Here, A Come From Away Story, which, by the way, I saw with a preview. Fascinating. Did a heck of a job, Peter.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. We had a great team on it. You know, September 11th is a day that sort of, you know, is etched in everyone's memory. You can't remember what you did 2 weeks ago, but everyone remembers when they heard and saw the news, you know, 18 years ago, where they were and how it felt. And that, you know, hasn't gone away. And but the thing is that it, you know, at any point, you know, you find out different things on projects. On any point in time in the world, there's a million people in the air flying, and when they closed off the U.S. airspace, all of those planes had to find a place to land. And if you're coming over from Europe into sort of North America and you're halfway, you have to keep going. The problem was the U.S. airspace was closed, and so Newfoundland, which is an island in just in the Atlantic, just off the, it's part of Canada, had the longest runway in North America, actually, because when jets first started flying to Europe, they had to refuel, and Gander was the place that they would refuel.
Right.
So basically, it's kind of like a lighthouse for North America, and a lot of shipwrecks and things historically have happened and ended up there. Titanic was just off the coast there. And so when these planes had to land, because of the large runway, a lot of planes were diverted to Gander, Newfoundland. Now, the problem is it's a very small town, 9,000 people, and almost 7,000 people showed up, the equivalent of, you know, New York's 10 million people, 7 million people show up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they didn't have the infrastructure, they didn't have sort of the buildings and things like that to house that many people, basically doubling their town overnight. And so what happened was the community had to come together, and this is, you know, this is a small town. Internet was there, but wasn't what people would use all the time. Cell phones, those old brick cell phones that weighed 5 pounds. I mean, the communication was not like it is today.
Right.
And everyone rallied together and opened the doors to their homes and refrigerators and stoves and cooked for people and gave them a place to rest and stay and gave them comfort and a very, if you remember, it was a very, very scary time for everyone because we didn't know what was really going on in the world and, you know, if they could attack America and its most populous city. I mean, no one was safe anywhere in the world. And so that kind of fear, you know, is different now because we understood what happened. But back then, it was very scary. And so these people were taken in, and they were only supposed to stay for a short period of time, but then they closed the U.S. airspace for like 5 days, and everyone stayed there. And it was kind of like a kind of small town. No one accepted money for what was going on and what happened. They just did it out of the goodness of their heart. And over time, this story has kind of grown, become almost like a myth or a legend or a parable.
Mm-hmm.
And in these kind of troubled times that we're living in, people think that this is a kind of something that they loved experiencing. And when you tell other people about it, they're like, you know, this is a wonderful place and maybe the world should be a little bit more like this. And that's why the film has kind of taken off in Canada, and we're going to be bringing it down to the U.S.
Is the film playing in many theaters over an extended period of time in Canada, Peter?
Played in Canada. It played on TV, and we did a cross-Canada tour with the film in different specialty theaters and film festivals and things like that. It was primarily done for HBO Canada, and, you know, it was the highest-rated original show for the network in Canada last year. We won a bunch of awards for it. We won Honest Choice Award at Cinefest. We won Best Documentary, and we won a jury prize at the Banff Film Festival. And so the film's been doing very well and getting an incredible response from people. And we did a couple of preview shows in the U.S., and the response was the same. And so we thought that, you know, we think of it as a Canadian story, but it really, it's a story of humanity and things. And people in the States that have seen it so far in these previews, you know, have loved it. And I think hopefully people come out to see it and they'll feel much, much better about the world they live in and their fellow men after seeing the film.
Well, it is a feel-good movie. There's no doubt about it, because here we are in a situation worldwide where, like you alluded to, nobody knew what was going on. They didn't have no idea. And they're actually, a lot of these people, and you show it in the film, that are flying over and they're being told that they're going to Gander, Newfoundland. And the one guy says, I know it's an island, but I don't know where it's at. I mean, that's a pretty scary thing, you know.
Yes, it is. And you know, there wasn't a lot of information, so whatever was going on was very sketchy. And the other thing, too, people didn't know if there were more terrorists in the air, and they could have been on those planes. And so there was a bit of, quite a bit of fear going on. And at first, after they landed, then they kind of started to see the hospitality and the kindness that people were sharing with them. People started to relax, and then there were friendships that happened, and people that... people that met and fell in love and, you know, ended up getting married, and people that have had long lifetime friendships. section.
Yeah, a couple fell in love and got married. It's unbelievable that something great would come out of something more tragic. Hey, Peter, can you stay with us a little longer? Because I have a lot of questions to talk to you about with the movie, okay?
Sure, no problem.
And the movie, as we mentioned before, debuts in America on September 11th, a special one night only in 800 theaters nationwide. We'll talk to Peter about how you can find out where those theaters are. It's the largest theatrical opening of a Canadian film in the United States history. It is called You Are Here, A Come From Away Story. And our guest is its producer, executive producer, Peter Gentile. And we'll be back with more with Ron Saggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
worldwide and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Our guest has been so nice to stay over another segment with us, filmmaker Peter Gentile. And the story that we're talking about is a motion picture that is going to be debuting in America, one special night only, in 800 theaters nationwide on September 11th. It is called You Are Here, A Come From Away Story. It's about September 11th and what happened when over 38 airliners flew into Gander, Newfoundland, because they could not land in the United States because of everything that was happening after the 9/11 attacks, including the fact that all airplanes were grounded in the United States. It's a great, great show. I saw it already. It's fantastic. Peter, the footage in there, is that live footage?
Yeah, I mean, the film is made up of about 40% stock footage, and so we were able to find and collect photographs and stills. You know, the thing is that it seems, you know, it is a lot, but it's even a larger amount when you think it was like pre-smartphone, so people everyone didn't have a camera. Like, if it happened today, everyone's got a camera and video and whatever. Everything's so documented nowadays. Now, a couple people had video cameras, but one of the passengers at dinner had a video camera, and so he was able to film certain things that were going on. There was a president of Hugo Boss Fashion on one of the planes, and he happened to be grounded there, and he was having a documentary done on him and his life. And so there was this footage that was basically being shot, and wow, about 30 minutes of it, and we got a Facebook message, are you guys interested in this? Absolutely. The key is that sort of time is so etched in our mind in terms of the towers and what was happening in New York, other stuff that was happening around the world, you know, people forget. And so it was very important that footage is critical to put us back into that time and place and kind of let us understand, you know, how people were actually really dealing with things. And so it's one of the sort of more compelling things in the film, actually.
Peter, I think it'd be important note here for people just tuning in that this Broadway musical, Come From Away, is still playing on Broadway, but this is not a film adaptation of that musical. This is a documentary that's called You Are Here, A Come From Away Story. So I don't want them to think that they're going to be tuning in or going to a theater and all of a sudden, you know, the pilot breaks into song. That's not what it is about.
No. This is real. This is like sort of everything that you'll see are the real people, the real events, the real things, you know, these real life people.
Sure.
Who did these very small things. No one did a heroic superhuman act. They're just small acts of kindness. And these small things have become mythologized, a legend, and people have done books on it, and you know, TV shows and movies, and now someone's done a musical on it, and we wanted to show sort of how these regular people, working class regular people from an island, small town, have been heralded by sort of their generosity, and how they've basically gone from this small town to the, you know, biggest stage in the world, Broadway, and their journey through that. And I think it's an inspiring story, that the world is not as bad as we think, and there are good people. There are lots of good people all around us, but the media doesn't sometimes portray that. And I think it's hopeful and inspiring. And once you leave the theater, you'll feel better about things, and you might, you know, change your behavior a little bit to be a little bit kinder to your fellow man. I think one of the, you know, benefits of the film.
It's very badly needed. And you talk about the media not covering it. You watch the 6:30 news, they got 28 minutes of bad news, and at the end they try to pop in a 90-second story about something good. It just doesn't balance out. Earlier we were talking about a couple who fell in love and married in Gander, and there was a gentleman, a businessman, who went on to create Good Samaritan initiatives because he was so touched by the generosity of the people of Gander. There's also a pilot of an American Airlines Boeing 777 that you say was, his life was turned upside down. In what way, if you can?
This is the pilot was Beverly Bass, and she is the first female captain of an American Airlines plane. I think she became captain in 1971. Basically, it's unusual in that time to have a female pilot. You know, there's a lot of sort of fear, and she basically is rock steady and kept it together and kept her crew together and the passengers and gave them a lot of confidence. She was took charge of the situation. I think she was an inspiration for a lot of people. She showed a lot of courage in the face of adversity. And I think that was inspiring to a lot of people. And certainly, I'm a dad of a daughter, and she's an inspiring person. I really look up to her, and she's featured in the musical as well. And she's an unbelievably great person, Beverly Bass. And her husband, Tom, is in her film as well.
You know, it's funny because I saw an interview with her on the Today Show a little while back, and she was mentioning while they were showing clips of the Broadway musical, and she said that she has seen the play 73 times, but her husband has seen it 75.
That is right. I think they're up over 100 at this point. So, yeah, hey, listen, their show is great. I think our documentary fills in a lot of spots for the musical. And some people, you know, aren't musical fans. I think if you see our doc, you will become one, and you will go take a look at it. And people have seen the musical sort of want more, and they see it in our film because you actually get to see the real people in the real events. And you'll see that actually it's very close to how they, besides the singing and dancing, how things were done there. I think the other thing, too, is I don't think that these things would have worked 10 years ago. I think after a tragedy like this, it needs a bit of time
right.
for people to be able to take back the narrative of what happened on that day and find a different way to look at the same event. It's like when someone passes away in your family or a divorce or something like that. At first, it's like you don't know how to get through it. It's a tragedy. And over time, you can see some of the good that happened actually on that day because there are a lot of first responders. There are a lot of incredible work that day. There's, you know, what happened in Gander. And even in the darkest of moments, there is a light. And I think it's important for everyone to realize that in their lives, this will happen. And there's always a way of finding some positive aspects to it to help you through it.
Peter, well said. We have spent all the time talking about this, and rightfully so. But you're a great guest. I love guests that just jump in and talk, and that's great. Boy, it's tough when you got the yes and no answers, believe me, my friend. But, you know, you've done a lot of things in this business, including the History Television mob series.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of stuff. Would you come back and join us again, and let's talk about some of the other ventures that you have and what you're doing in the future? I would love to have you back.
Anytime, Ron.
And again, the movie is called, and I urge everyone, really, to go out and see this. This is absolutely a fascinating presentation. You Are Here, a Come From Away story. It's going to be debuting in America, special one night only, in 800 theaters nationwide on September 11th. Where can they go to find those theaters, Peter?
Google the film, You Are Here documentary, or go to Fathom Events, and you'll see You Are Here on September 11th, and it'll be the theater near you because it's in every state in the USA.
Great. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I have seen it. It's phenomenal. Go see it, okay? And then hopefully it'll be distributed in a longer period of time so that if you miss it on that special night, you'll catch it somewhere, someplace in the future. Peter, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Ron.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
That wraps up our number one of Ron Segi today on this extended Labor Day weekend. Hope you're having a nice weekend. And I want to thank my guest this first hour, Dina Martin, for joining us, and movie producer with a great documentary that's coming out on September 11th, Peter Gentile. Next hour, Michael Starr will be joining us. He's penned a book about Red Fox. You got to hear this. Red Fox was a real character. Actress Diane Cannon will be joining us, and Emmy Award-winning journalist Claudia Lobana. And that's coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with more.